The Big Bend region is ranching country, miles of barbed wire fences, cows clustered in the distance, and windmills on the horizon. Those windmills, of course, draw well water from the ground. It's alternative energy, but it's old technology.
And we've used windmills in the past, but just were not reliable to do what we were trying to do. Oh yeah, I've spent lots of time at the top.
That's Preston Folks at a baseball game in Marfa. His family has been in ranching for generations. For the past 5 years, he's been replacing his old windmills with solar panels for his water wells, especially in remote locations.
Oh, it's in my opinion, it's become the best alternative. You know, versus a generator or a windmill, which has so many more moving parts, and or an engine, which requires fuel and maintenance.
It's a cloudy summer day in Calamity Creek, south of Alpine. Stephen Bryan is at the electrical meter outside his home. His company, Fine Lines, has handled many small solar installations.
Yeah, right. This is a dual register meter. This is what you install if you have solar or any other type of renewable. So you can see right now we're really not making any power. This is power coming in from the grid when those are going from left to right. Now, if the sun were out, we were making power, those would be going the opposite way. Last year, we built up credits.
On a hillside facing south, Brian installed an array of 20 panels that generates about 4,900 watts. It's not just ranches or homes across the Big Bend that take advantage of solar power on a small scale, but institutions too.
Alpine Public Library, for example. Ballroom Marfa, for example. CDRI was awarded one last year, and then Alpine Public Library this year.
That's Bennett Jones. Through a program of Green Mountain Energy, he designed the solar array that's on the roof of the Alpine Public Library. He also installed the system at his own home.
I sold a pickup truck and turned it into a solar array to power my house. The future is very bright, as they say, when it comes to solar. We have this wonderful resource just hanging there in the sky every day that we can extract energy from. It's not going to decrease in our lifetime by any amount, where fossil fuels will probably continue to be more expensive to produce. Solar, with advancing technology, will just be less expensive over time. We just hit an all-time low last week in solar panel prices worldwide.
The Alpine Public Library has a display in which patrons can track the efficiency of the panels over time. Jim Fissel also tracks his metering online. He installed 10 solar panels on his house in Marfa in 2009. Just a few months ago, he hit an all-time high in productivity.
I was just looking at our chart back May 15th of this year was our highest production in almost 5 years of using the panels. Well, the last bill actually was a credit of over $15. We're in spring and summer with higher energy production. We're actually running a credit right now in the winter months when it's shorter days. We actually can get charged for electricity, so it kind of balances out over the year.
There's a personal satisfaction for Fissel. As a child in the 1970s, his father made the family acutely aware of conservation during the energy crisis. His father had dreams of alternative energy that he couldn't realize until improvements in technology and affordability a generation later.
Yeah, back during the gas crisis in the 70s, my dad was kind of a self-made engineer and would go outside with a clipboard and count how many times the wheel would spin on the meter as he turned on each individual appliance in the house. And then we had certain burners on the stove, electric burners on the stove, that he wouldn't let us use because he was trying to save electricity.
With solar energy growing more commonplace, some are dreaming even further now. Fairfax Dorn is the executive director of Ballroom Marfa, which has seen a reduction in energy costs since the installation of its panels in 2009.
And somehow, I mean, my biggest dream, because I know there's a lot of interest in, you know, in solar farms coming to Marfa, surrounding Marfa, and my dream is like, wouldn't it be amazing if, you know, Marfa became completely powered by solar, and it would be the smallest but most powerful little town in America.
For KRTS News, I'm Tom Michael.